It's hard to imagine very many people who are interested in the genocide of the planet not knowing about the Deagle.com website, which has been taken down, and the projections, which were first posted, I believe, in 2013. I didn't see them until 2017. And in those projections, they talked about gross domestic product, military capabilities, but mostly, most importantly, world country populations. Where they are at the time you read the site back in those days, 2017, 2018, 2020, and where they were projected to be in 2025. For example, the UK, with about 77 million now, in the Deagle projections, was headed toward a population of, I think it was 14 million remaining in just 3 years from now. That was a shocker. There are many others. The U.S., supposedly, 325 million reduced to just 99 million by 2025. And when you looked at the rest of the countries around the world, you began to see a pattern. First world, Western European, North American, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the countries all lost big. But China, Russia, India, and other countries, South America, Africa even, not much difference. Very little difference, in fact. So you kind of figured, well, what the hell's going on here? Is there a nuclear war going to be fought in terms of Deagle's projections on the white Western Christian world, Western Europe, America, etc.? Well, now we know, and again, I saw this first in 2017, had no idea that the plandemic was coming. Now we know how those numbers could be reached with a kill shot. And a lot of people in this country have been vaxxed. We don't know how many. We think the figures are being fudged by the government to try to make Americans less likely to resist and join the majority. Don't know. Best guess is probably 60% have taken the shot. I don't think it's two-thirds. But we'll have to see what happens, because the Deagle.com site was taken down. We understood who Deagle was. He did, in fact, put this together. He did, in fact, die within the past year. And I think it's hard to know, but he died, I think he was in his mid to late 70s. The problem has been, how do we ascertain the validity of this rather shocking forecast when you take into account that Mr. Deagle was very well appointed. I think in the Clinton administration, he was Undersecretary of the Air Force, for example. This guy's not a flake. What did he know? Did he know anything? Seems like he may well have, and he's not the only one. There are others who have talked about this current scenario before. Back with us tonight is a gentleman who emailed me some time ago and has been on twice. He has spent a great deal of time studying, analyzing, and dissecting the Deagle.com projections vis-a-vis what we're seeing now compared to what it was in the day when many of us first saw it. James Karolak is his name. Welcome back, James. Thank you very much for being here.
Excellent. Excellent presentation. You nailed it right to the top. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So,
my pleasure. Go ahead.
Our objective tonight is to have a conversation, a serious conversation about genocide. And a conversation about genocide is normally a buzz killer. If you want to end a conversation with anyone, just bring up genocide, our genocide, right?
You got
it. So also my objective is to get your listeners to grasp this the best they can and to share this information with other family and friends, as well as podcasters sharing it to their audience as well. Because right now, the current narrative is about the kill shots. That is on the alternative media, right?
Right, right.
And I don't even listen to them anymore because I get it. I understand it completely. But
James, real quick, the sad thing about the alt media, that part of it which is not controlled or created by the very enemies of humanity,
right,
and there's a lot of it out there. The sad part is that many of them are in it for the wrong reasons. They end up repeating other people's material. They're in it for ego. They're green screeners and whatever. Then there's some really serious people that are trying to help. I get that. But there's it's a very difficult minefield for people to walk through, the alt news media world. Very tough.
Yeah. So having this conversation so we can really expose this horrible plot of genocide. And I get that it won't happen to us, right? I get that.
Yeah.
This happened with American Indians 400 years ago about that.
Right? Won't happen to us. So, no, it happened to the other guy.
Right. And the genocide is really about the Anglo-Saxon Christian, to take our people down. This is our genocide. I mean, think about that. It's not somebody else's genocide. This is our genocide. They're just starting to get at it right now. They've actually been trying at this for decades through the food and water, but now they're going after it full blast right now as we speak. So this narrative, I'm trying to create a more open narrative about genocide.
That's maybe the most difficult subject to talk about with people because it sounds like sci-fi. It doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound possible. And yet it's happening right now. And if the figures are correct, James, as you know, the numbers of dead murdered in America now may be 2 million plus. And that's been covered up. And most people would say that's not possible. They couldn't cover that up. Hell, they couldn't. They can cover anything up. They own the media.
Right. Correct. And besides, 2 million out of 320 million, that's a really small percentage, right?
So far,
Even give you a good example about this genocide. One of my good friends, who is awake like your audience, told his sister not to take this jab, but they're mind controlled. So she took it, and her son took it, and her son died of a heart attack at 30 years old 2 months ago. And she's still defending it. Because maybe she doesn't want to deal with the reality that she killed her kid. I don't know.
All right. Now that's let me say something. If she is still defending it, what does that tell us? There are several options here. One, she is mind controlled. Two, she is still being mind controlled. Or three, she can't bear to look in the face of the simple fact that she killed her son. And I understand that. And maybe there's a fourth out there. People are complex. This situation is a tragedy. People have been beaten into submission like they're a bloody pulp now. They'll never get over this, the majority of people. It'll be PTSD from now on.
So tonight we're going to leave high school and go to college level.
Very good.
No doubt about that, right? And these are the cold reality truth, not fairy tales and bedtime stories that you hear on the mainstream media, right?
Right.
Back to that Deagle.com, when I was investigating it for years and years, it was never spoken about on mainstream media. That told me the the validity Never. Of that site. Never.
James, one question. James, when did you first see it? You remember approximately when?
Yes, I do. I'll tell you how I saw it. You know, I have a lot. I actually went into semi-retirement in the summer of 2013. I got rid of all my debt. I just got tired of working, tired of getting on the gerbil wheel. So I had a lot of time, and I was always listening to these entry podcasters, you know, to see if I could get something out of it. And that's where I found it back in mid-December. Mm-hmm. This guy mentioned it, and when I put it up, my soul went dark. Because this thing was done. It was well thought out. It was too good.
Yes, too well done.
It was too good.
What year was this again, please?
It was December of 2013.
13. You got in on the early. I remember that. Yeah. Wow.
I got in early. And then, you know, we'll talk about this. I actually have another presentation, but let's see. When I first got into it, the following year in 2014, I kept looking into it deeper and deeper, trying to figure this thing out. And I would look at it for hours and put it away for a week or so, because it was so dark. It was so dark, knowing that this population is going to be reduced tremendously in 11 years. And I went on the web in 2014 looking for information. There was nothing there. Nothing. There was like one or two people did a YouTube video, but it was always a recital of the numbers. There was no theories. There was no theories whatsoever. And I had to establish my own theory. And we'll get to that in a second here. But
right. Very good.
Yeah. Basically, we're in World War III. There's no doubt about it. We are the enemy of the elites, hands down. And that's the other thing is there's a lot of talk about Nuremberg Trials 2.0, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But don't forget, those don't occur until years after the war ends.
And that's right.
Yeah. So, after
you mentioned when you first saw this, you obviously took it seriously enough to pursue it. Most people, I think, when they saw it, it was too much for them. They just walked away. You stayed with it.
Well, I can give you an explanation why it came to me naturally. It's because I was actually involved in a church out in Montana. You probably heard of it, Church Universal Triumph.
Okay.
You familiar with them?
I've heard of it. I don't know much about it.
No. Oh, I know a lot about it. It's a survival church, Doomsday Church.
Right.
And they actually taught me how to prep. They taught me the importance of gold and silver, weapons. And their whole philosophy was that there was going to be a huge nuclear strike in America. But this was in the late 80s, early 90s. And you got to remember back in the 70s and 80s, that's all the narrative was. Russia was going to destroy America.
That's
so they're
right.
saying there's going to be this huge genocide in the United States to this nuclear war, and then we just have to be together, basically be a breakaway society, right, and be prepared for what's coming. So I went through that for like 5-6 years. So when I saw this, it was a continuation of what I went through back in my 30s. For this whole thing. That's why it came easy to me, and that's why I took it seriously. Right?
Got it.
I mean, nobody could project this being performed with the shots. You know, no, we're not that evil. You got to be evil to think that through. Right? You know, back to that Deagle.com, you know, he had probably a crew of 10 right now. They already had the playbook. You know, I figured this whole thing's been around. It's been planned for 100 years. In the last 20 and 30, that's when they, wrote that playbook. Well, how they're going to pull
this is an outgrowth. Seriously, if you trace back, like James is saying, the last 100 years, look at the big landmarks like World Wars One and Two, etc. You can follow this. You can track it. It's a logical progression. And if you're on the dark side, not for us, but I can see what you're saying very clearly. I understand.
Right. So this has been around. This playbook's been defined probably 2 months, I mean 2 years, I mean not 2 years, 20 years ago. Just like these mandates, which I call lead pipe diplomacies, right? You know, right. When this thing all got started a year and a half ago, they had the little, the federal government had their bunny slippers on their throat. Now we're far from that. So, like I said, when Deagle and his buddies were probably putting this all together back in 12 and 13, because, you know, they worked on it, maybe just 13, they had the playbook.
What do you think the reason for Deagle.com was? Is it under the old rubric, they have to tell us in advance?
Absolutely, 100%. And I have a lot of evidence on that one. But, yeah, that was the reasoning behind it. And, you know, it's their code of ethics. Can you believe they even have ethics, these power elites? Mm-hmm. But they got to tell us what to do, you know, what they're going to do. And it's funny, when we did our first broadcast, March 1st of 21, you know, that word got out. And it was, and you know as well as I do, they shut it down. And 5 weeks later,
that's all it was, huh? Yeah, I knew it was shortly thereafter, but that's real quick. Yeah,
it was like 4 weeks because a lot of people listen to you, and then they start hitting that, you know, that icon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the webmaster made a phone call, you know, and then that creepy boardroom, they're going, well, Jeff's group can listen in and look at it, but not the rest of the world.
That's funny.
So
that's probable.
And funny,
that's probable.
And, yeah. And then, you know, so in, you know, so in April, February, no, April, May, and June, and part of the first week of July, they still left the icon up for 2025.
Yeah.
All right. Then we did our show July 8th, and within 1 week, they took the icon down. I don't know if you knew that. They took it down. It was done.
I didn't know the time. I didn't connect the timing. There's just too much going on here. But now that you mention it, they were watching very carefully.
And very carefully.
Yes, and they respected what you were doing and what was being put out here to the extent that they said, well, we've told them enough now. That's it. Done.
That's it. Can't let everyone know. Can't let the normies catch on to this. But yeah, but you know, the way I see it right now, we're in World War III. And you know, back to the Nuremberg trials, I get back from, they're all talking like, well, just wait till the Nuremberg trials. So, yeah, well, wait till they kill 200 million people. Oh yeah, that's going to be justice, right?
But, why do people say that, James? That is so damn dumb. I'm sorry, it's just dumb.
Right.
Yeah. Who runs the Nuremberg trials? Who runs the ICC, huh? The International Criminal Court. Who runs it? What happens to people that get charged there? They either get killed while they're in custody or nothing ever happens. Ever.
Right.
So it's a bunch of crap. It's, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Right. And you know, the genocide of our people, there's a goal. It's the transformation of the human into transhumanism. And the total control of society, that's the end game, total control. And then you got the great replacement of us from what's going on in the southern border, and the, which leads into the great reset, right? So this is how I figured out this World War III scenario. You always have your four-star generals, high admirals. In this case, I actually don't know who they are. But I can tell you, they're all invested heavily in Vanguard. You know who Vanguard? That's the largest equity firm.
Big, yeah, sure. The two big, giant corporations. We call them corporations. Vanguard and BlackRock.
BlackRock and State Street, they're the largest. And Vanguard is a private equity firm, so you don't know who the owners are. If we could find those owners, I can tell you who the... who's running the show, right? Mm-hmm. And they invest heavily in, like, BlackRock. And one little statistic about BlackRock. In 2018, BlackRock owned 2% of the single-family homes in America. Right now, they're at 21%. And you would ask, where are those homes? Just find out where Agenda 21 cities are, and that's where those homes are.
21% they've eaten up already.
Yep.
Remember, the agenda is we will own nothing, right, and you will be elated about it. Happier than you
right.
can believe. Ownership is a burden. No, that's right. There won't be any available. And the few that are out there right. are going to be obviously utterly inexpensive for most people. They won't be able to do
right.
it. They'll be living in 200 square feet and thinking that that's normal. This little hamster
right.
cage is normal.
And the rents would be so high that basically you could never
right.
acquire wealth.
That's the game.
You'll never acquire wealth.
Yeah.
So then you got your, as I call it, your one-star generals. That's going to be your Nancy Pelosi's, your Chuck Schumer's, right?
Right.
I'm telling you who the enemy is, right? So then you got your lieutenant colonels, your colonels and some majors. That's Congress. And that's the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go down to, you know, the other majors, and those are going to be your hospital administrators, the CEOs. I can't imagine like a lot of these hospital CEOs, the size of their Bitcoin wallets and Swiss bank accounts, but they're huge.
These people are all paid. Understand, they're paid off. Actually, let me reverse
they're all
that.
Paid off.
They're owned. They've been bought.
Right.
They've sold their souls to the devil. They made a deal.
Exactly. Then you got your. I mean, honestly, I'm calling out the Congress. Not all of them, but a good portion of them are the enemy. And how could I say that? They didn't stop this. They could stop this easily through hearings and their
you know what we,
stuff that they do.
I've said this recently. I want to repeat it. Who in Congress is acting and sounding remotely, and I mean remotely, like a hero of
right.
the people? Rand Paul, because he's getting a little petty spitting contest with that little Lord Fauci. So everyone thinks
right.
that Rand Paul is really standing. No one is doing anything in the Congress to save us or this country. None of them. They're not even talking about it. Forget it. If you think Rand Paul is a hero, you better think again.
No, he's just a little showcase guy. That's all he is. And then, you know, like, I figured this thing out early. You figured it out. Your audience figured it out. But you're trying to say this Congress, men and women, with a staff of like 12 each, they can't figure this out? Come on. Come on. They know
well,
what's going on.
They all
on.
Know. Sure they do.
They all know. You know, I'll hear a podcast, they're going, well, either they're stupid or they just don't know. No. It's number three. They know, and they're part of the problem. So that's your enemy. Now, wait a minute, we get better at this. Then you're going to have your captains and lieutenants, and that's your nurses, not all nurses and doctors, not all doctors. They're the ones pushing the shots and doing the administration of the shots, right?
They're accessories to mass murder, James. That's my view.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then you got your grunts, so your enlisted men and women, and that's going to be the vaccinated. So how's that? Because they have the greatest gaslight program going along. You know, the ones that do survive, they'll take the shot and they'll tell all their buddies, I didn't die. You know?
It's called saline.
And they defend it. What's that?
Right. Saline. They'll get a placebo, most of them.
They're getting a placebo, but it's going to be the booster shot that's going to kill them.
That's why they came up with the booster. And you know, the funny part of it is the booster shot is the same as the first shot or the second shot. It's just take another shot. They didn't do anything different. And now they're saying you're going to need a booster every year. Sometimes you'll hear people say, oh, no, every 6 months. They're going to make sure they get everybody. That's their plan anyway. So you got saline in number one. And
yeah.
then if you were really lucky, you got a saline in number two. Now you're going to get your booster, and they're going to get you.
You know, which reminds me of a story. I was at the cemetery taking care of my mom and dad's grave. I'm like, brother's grave, right? And there was this old guy. He was kneeling. He had a kneel board. He's about 80 years old. And, you know, when you go the cemetery. It's like the library 2.0. You just don't talk to people, right? Well, he interrupted me, and he said, you know, did you lose someone? And we started talking. And then I finished the grave, and I go, well, you started the conversation. I went up to him. I said, did you take the shot? He goes, yeah. I said, why? He goes, I thought I was supposed to. I've heard this many times. I thought I was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, listen, dude, I said, this is a eugenics genocide program. It's designed to kill you and your family. And he looked at me and he goes, I thought it was like that. And I said, don't take any more. And then he looked at me and he goes, well, I'm 80. I'm going to die soon. I said, do you want to die under God's terms or Satan's terms? And he just looked at me and he goes, I'll never take another one again. And I said,
James,
do one
that
more
was
thing.
A brilliant thing to say. That was really, really right. Incredible. Good. Very good.
And I mean, he gave me this long stare and goes, you're right, dude. And I mm-hmm. said, will you do a favor for me? I said, can you share this information with your family and friends, please? He goes, absolutely. So again, he was the one in, you know, confronted me, and I'm more than happy to talk to anyone about anything. So anyway, back to, so you got to have a weapons corporation, and that's the, well, we know who they are. The four corps, pharmacy companies, right? That have immunity, isn't that right? They have not immunity. They
sure
have,
they do.
Exemption.
Total immunity. They yep. do anything they want.
It's amazing. They kill 2 billion people, and it's like another day in, you know, at the office. And
they don't have any remorse. They have no, you know this, they have no remorse. There's nothing there. Automatons, they might as well be. There's nothing there. Soulless.
So back to the, they have to have a weapon. Like, you know, I was in the Air Force and we had M16s, right? So guess what? The weapon here is the syringe. And you got to have
yeah,
a bullet.
Is.
And where we know what that is. So there's your war, the war scenario. It's too bad.
We have to start thinking about it in those terms. It's you've really
right.
couched it perfectly. This is World War III. It's World War, maybe the end of the World War. And as certainly as we know it, it's gone already. But are we going to survive? Will we end up being 10% of a servant class? Why are they pumping, I've heard, 100 million third world illiterates into this country and not vaxxing them? Because they're going to be the survivors. That's the plan.
Correct. That's the plan. Yeah, I got it. You know, that subhuman governor that replaced the other subhuman
yep.
ape in New York
yep.
City? Well,
yep.
you know, after she fired, like, 7,000 nurses? Was it that many? You remember that? It was a pretty strong number.
It was a ton.
Yeah. Then she came out. And like I said, one of my specialties now is I can figure out a lie or a PSYOP within very shortly. So she came out and she goes, I'm going to bring in the National Guard. I went, huh? Yeah, National Guard. I was in the National Guard. I was a rad tech, right? In my mm-hmm. unit, we had 110 people
mm-hmm.
in Michigan. There was two units, so I figured they had 110. Of that 110, I'd say 50 were nurses. So we had 100 nurses in Michigan. How did that replace thousands? It gets better. Those nurses got to quit their hospital job to work in that same hospital. I just giggled.
Jeez.
And it's sad for the nurses because they lose a $75,000 civilian job. And when they work for the National Guard, they're probably making $35,000. So
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work
mm-hmm.
well for the nurses. But that was such a scam, such a lie.
Yeah, well,
so let's
we
talk
live
about,
in, James, real ahead. Quick. We live in a nation and a world of lies. It's all
yeah,
lies,
true.
Especially the
all
Western
lies.
World. China, all lies. It's all lies. The lie of omission, totally fabricated lies. I don't care what kind. What's your flavor? You choose. It's a lie. It's all lies. So just get used to it. You need to define reality for yourself and those around you that you care for and help them do
right.
it, or you're gone. You're just gone. Gone. Sorry.
The American Native American genocide. I'm not a historian, but you know, we all went through high school and read those books. And you know, there was an assault on the eastern seaboard started about 400 years ago.
Right.
What's going on in the southern border? There's an assault. You know, those young men and women that came across on those ships, those ships are like, what, 200 feet long? They're just small little ships. And like 10% of them sunk on the way over, right? But they were driven with this hunger for freedom and a chance at prosperity. That's what's going on in the southern border. They're all driven by this hunger for prosperity and freedom, right?
And where do they see that? On TV and in the movies.
Thank you.
That's where they see it.
Right. But it's the same playbook, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like our military. What is the primary mission of the military? The real mission is to protect our borders. I don't know how that's working out. There should be tanks along that whole freaking southern border and 100,000 men. That'd stop that thing real fast. But then again, we got Joe Biden, right?
I've made the point many times there that if we just brought 10% of the overseas military back home and put them on the border, every quarter mile, every half mile, you have a little bivouac. They've got high tech. They've got drones.
Right.
They shut that thing down so quickly. It's not funny. No problem. None.
You know, you get all. I think it's the latest. The Haitians are coming.
Yeah. Being brought
and breaching the border. Right.
Yeah.
You know, how do you travel when you're real poor? Well, one, they're all given smartphones, so they have their smartphone giving them directions. Right.
Yep.
And if they're poor, somehow. You got a debit card that gets loaded every week. Because you can't move an army of people on no money. Because they would just devastate Mexico. They would just start ripping, stealing from everyone, right? So why isn't Mexico stopping it? No, that's easy. Politicians are told to stand down, and they're all bribed. They're all controlled. So, and then when these,
And if they don't stand down, James, they're dead. They'll kill them.
They're dead.
They just kill them.
I agree.
It's simple.
That's a mafia-style government is what we have
Correct.
Going on here.
Yeah.
And
world
government. When these,
it's a world mafia.
Right. Mafia. Yep. Even our government. So.
Oh, especially.
When these caravans are going to these small Mexican towns, you just spend a lot of money, and I bet those locals like that. Right? They got to buy food products and other stuff because the bankers are loading up those debit cards. But they said, yeah, but keep going north. Don't squat here, buddy. So, you know, it's
I hope you're all listening to this, how Mexico is financially prospering tremendously
for
us.
Are.
And these people, whether they're Haitians or from Iraq, I don't care, sub-Saharan Africa, they have wads of cash in their pocket to begin with. Then they got that debit card, which is, it's like a debit card from heaven. It never stops. They keep using it. And they'll get free homes. Was it 100,000 Afghanis that are being brought over here now are going to get free homes. Free
right.
homes. Free medical, free
right.
dental, free school, free groceries, free cars, free everything. And no one seems to be bitching about it.
Unbelievable. You know, it's funny that White House brief woman, what's her name, Jen
Psaki.
Psaki. Yeah.
Psaki.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I did her genealogy. And yes, she is a direct descendant of Satan. There's no doubt about it. And if you need to fact check that, just watch two of her briefings. Doesn't take much. If you need to watch three, get a throw up bag.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The woman is repulsive.
Yeah. But
this is really helpful. Yeah, go back to your narrative here. We got about 15 more minutes. So go ahead.
How much we got? 15?
About 15,
cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'll try to pass through it real quick. But anyway, back to the American genocide. You know, when after the Revolutionary War, that's when the war on Indians really got started. It's the same playbook. Listen to this one. We got blankets for you. They're safe and effective, and they're free. They're also loaded with smallpox. The shots, safe and effective and free. Same program, right? And then when it went after the what's that? Same playbook. You know, you don't. And in fact, Hitler even said we learned about genocide is what they did. The American federal government did to the American Indians. That's where he learned about it. But then went after the Plains Indians, and we all know this story, by taking away their food supply, right? By killing off the buffalo. Yep. So how did it end up for the American Indians? Well, let's take a look. They finally took away their guns. Interesting. Very interesting. And then they rounded them up and put them in FEMA camps. Oh, I'm sorry, reservations. No, they're FEMA camps.
You're right.
You need to listen to that one real strong, right? And if you look at the American Indian today, do they have any political power? None. Do they have a political voice? No. Do they have any voice? No. The only thing they got lately was the casinos, and I'm glad they got it, because we have a Indian reservation north of here, and since they put that casino in, they're building a lot of homes for their people. So I'm glad they got the casino money.
That is nice.
But it took many generations of losses, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, back to the assault of the southern border, what do those people all have in common? Well, there's really two things. They come from governments or countries that have no gun rights, right?
Yeah.
And limited free speech. And what is it that the controllers or the bankers, whoever they are, what do they want to do? They want to get rid of this Constitution. And how do you do that? How do you get rid of these guns? I mean, if we didn't have guns, we'd be Australia 2.0, hands down, 2.0. But since we got 400 million guns, no way. We kill off the population and you bring in the great replacement, right? And that way you can rewrite the Constitution, because you're going to give all those great replacements with that IQ of 75 and tell them, hey, listen, we give you all free stuff. Now you're going to vote for this new Constitution. I think that's in the playbook, right?
I wouldn't argue that for a second. Their votes, well, votes don't matter anyway, but their alleged votes would carry the day, of course.
Right. Where do we have what? Go ahead, Jeff.
It's all communism. This is global communism.
It's
is
all
what
communism.
It is.
And look at what we have to stop it with, right? Well, Congress, not a peep. They're not talking about it. I mean, this should have been a conversation started a year ago, and they had Fauci thrown in jail. So we don't have Congress watching our back. But then again, Congress didn't watch the Indians' back either. And they're the owners of this land. Then you have, what about protesting? I say keep doing it. Actually, they're not much of it in America. There's more in Europe. But it's not that effective. In fact, the elites probably sit back and have big screen TVs and eat popcorn. And then what about the court system? Doesn't work.
Gone.
We've seen failures in the court system. We know how that's about, you know. And then what about the Supreme Court? Even if they ever did listen to it, it takes years. It takes years. And it's going to be too late. So what do we have left? Well, what we've been practicing, nonconformity. But with these mandates, you know, especially if you're a young man, you work for Boeing, and you got three kids and a wife, how do you say no? You're going to get fired, and you got a mortgage. And I call that lead pipe diplomacy.
Yeah, well, they ought to give them make sure they have time to fill out their will before they take that jab.
Right. I actually communicate that with others. When I find someone, I say, you know what, you need to make sure your will's updated, and I just walk away. Because, like, everyone's got a DJ in their head, right? We've all had that song playing in our head for days, you know? We have a DJ in our head that doesn't take requests. It tells you what you want to know. So I try to plant seeds so that maybe that DJ will play that song in their head, you know? This is not good for us. Yeah.
You know what else is going on, James? And I excuse the interruption again, but you already know this. They're using EMF to get into people's heads. They're putting thoughts in there. They're putting images in there. They're putting memories in there that they never experienced. They are so far ahead technologically now. It's a joke. The cell phone grid. the electric grid are being used to disseminate electromagnetic frequency instructions and signals and programming to the masses. I've had a number of people come and tell me that I've had this weird thought, I should just go get the shot. It's all right. And then I'll be able to do everything again. These are smart people, but they're smart enough to realize that those thoughts are not their own. They figured it out. Most people don't, unfortunately. They think if it's in my head, it's me. Wrong.
You know, back to Deagle.com and it being presented to us, right? And why did they present it? Well, they always tell us what their plans are, and I got some good examples. But you got to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Without those, none of it matters, right? You take the word COVID-19, certificate of vaccination ID, artificial intelligence. First letter, the 1 is an A, the 9 is an I, right? What they're saying there, they're telling you, for you to play in their sandbox that we built, you're going to have some type of a QR code or whatever, you know, based on the mark of the beast. They're just telling
passport.
You, this is it.
Passport.
Yeah, a passport. Right. And then you take the word corona and you spell it out. C is the third letter. O is the 15. R is the 18th letter. O is the 15. N is the 14. A is the first. Comes to 66. It's got six letters. 666. They tell you it's a satanic ritual or agenda. They tell you.
Right.
You just got to find it. You know, you just got to look for that stuff. You know, it's like when this whole thing got started, March 11th, right? 3 times 11, that's 33. They love their 33s. Love their 33s.
Yeah.
That's when they started showing their hand, their plans. They've been planning this up to 100 years, fine-tuning in the last 20, 30 years, right? That's when that's just getting organized. So we're way behind, right? Nobody would even think that this could happen. I mean, if you asked me 2 years ago or told me this, I would say, what? It doesn't make any sense. And I'll tell you another plot that I busted them on, another psyop, was the George Floyd. You know, that was a psyop.
Oh, sure.
And I can prove it.
It was a screamer. But, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at that guy, Derek Chauvin, or Chauvinistic, mm-hmm. I mean, what a nice stage name he had, right?
Perfect,
crisis actor.
Perfect.
You know, 8.5 minutes his neck on it. That doesn't make sense. What you do is they put your knee on his neck until you can handcuff him. But if you notice this, I saw this right away, and I want to see the video twice. He had his right hand in his pocket, and we know what that is. That's Freemasonry. You know, for eight
it's
minutes,
all there.
He was
smiling. He was
right
camera.
There.
He was photo-opping it. Come on, his knee was also on the back of the guy's neck. It wasn't on his throat.
Yeah.
This is all crap.
Right.
I think George kind of blew it. I think he OD'd and had a heart attack. He already had heart disease. He had a heart attack and died.
Right. Yeah, I think he was part of it, but he screwed up, right? You know,
I think so.
I don't know if he lived or died, but I know his family are multimillionaires.
Oh, right? How many people have been paid off in this country in the last 15, 20 years to shut up?
Right.
Too many to count.
Here's I got two more points about that guy, right? So that Derek Chauvin, his wife is a real estate agent in Minnesota, right? And she is from Laos, and she won Mrs. Minnesota a number of years back. She's a real pretty girl. And I remember that 2 years ago when I was investigating her. Now, her sister is married to the cop that was next to him.
Oh, what a coincidence.
If you look at the cop next to him, he looks like he's Hawaiian. He's like 5'8", and he was like shooing the people away so he could do this little skit.
I remember.
And he goes, and I'm looking at this guy. That's not what a cop does. He was shooing away. I said, you need to get some better acting skills, right? But what really blew the whole thing out, I still kept going, this is a psyop. I need more information because I was talking to God. So then they were like 2 weeks later, they were throwing apples, oranges, and paint at Derek's house, right? and eggs. And there was about 100 people there, and the citizen journalism with an iPhone and his girlfriend were filming it, right? And then, I don't know if you could find this. It would be nice to find this video. I'm sure it's been scrubbed. But he had noticed across the street there was this old couple, and they're about 65 years old, and they were watching as you know, just watching, and they were, like, halfway down the driveway. So they approached them. They introduced themselves. And they said, did you know Derek? He goes, not really. They moved in about 4 years ago, but I didn't know he was a cop.
I remember all this. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a cop. I thought he was a real estate agent. You know, you know you got a cop on your street because he comes home with a top car.
Of course
all
you
the
know.
Time,
of course. Of course.
No.
Of course.
And he's lived there for 4 years, and he's always a real estate agent. Here's my theory. He was a 33-degree Mason, this Derek dude, right? And he's probably living in Laos right now with his wife on a really nice piece of property on the ocean. That's my theory. He did his job. He did it well. He got paid for it, right? But, you know, I didn't put it all together until, like, March or April. What was the theme about George Floyd? I can't breathe. What's COVID-19? I can't breathe. They tell you what they're going to do.
That's
time.
Really very, very astute. Good call. Yeah, I think
right.
You got that nailed.
So they tell you, but, you know, I didn't figure it out until, like, late March when I figured out what the COVID thing was, right? So it is what it is.
Look,
so anyway.
The most damaging phrase that I think marks our recent decades, false flag. False flag.
Right.
False flag. Over and over and over again. PSYOP. False flag. Anyway, we got about 5 minutes, so go ahead, James.
Okay. I want to do a couple more points. I mean, I could go another hour, but we're not going to. You know, it's a forecast. You know, what's the difference between a prediction and a forecast? You know, I was a huge Edgar Cayce person. I read all his stuff. He made predictions. Yeah. He made two predictions I always remembered. One of them was that the Mississippi was going to flow north because he was always pushing for the post ship, and he said it was going to move north. Well, that never happened. The other one was that Atlantis was going to get discovered. That might have happened because at least find out they're not going to share it with us anyway, right?
So no, and the third one was one day Russia will be the light unto the world.
I remember that. And this was, I'm reading this stuff in 85, like, huh?
And he said this in the 30s, okay?
Right. Yeah, he was big in the 10, 20s, and up to the 40s. I think he died in 46, is my understanding.
44.
And then what's
44, I think.
44, okay. And then what's a forecast? This is Deagle.com, which I use Ford Motor Company because I used to live a mile from Ford Motor Company in Dearborn, Michigan. You know, they do forecasts. They'll say, you know, next year we're going to sell this many vehicles and our profit's going to be this because they have all this data. They have all this data to make these forecasts. Same with Deagle.com. They have the playbook. They have the data so they can make these predictions, right? And by the way, I unravel another PSYOP, and that's the chip shortage. That's all bogus.
Yeah.
I figured it out. Reason why it's bogus is that, back to the forecast, see, Ford Motor Company, General Motors, they all have a seat at the table, right? And they can't, you know, tell the normies anything because they'll lose that seat. So they know there's a depopulation coming, and they know how many cars they're going to sell in 24, 25, and 26. Right? So
that's
how do you go
right.
from, let's say, they sold 3 million this year. They actually won't be 3 million. It's actually less than that. But let's say they did 3 million last year and they have to go down to a million. How do you do that? You tell the normies that, hey, by the way, we're in genocide, so we gotta cut back. No, you make up this bogus story. So now they can cut back, you know, their production.
I've tried to make that point a couple of times about the amount of inventory. You go and try and buy farm equipment, for example. They'll take your money happily and say, well, we can't guarantee delivery soon, but we do guarantee it within 18 months. 18 months. So they know they're cutting back inventory because there aren't going to be enough consumers. Okay? You got
correct.
It.
correct. I don't know if you've ever been to an A-lot near your house. You know, that's your GM and Ford. But up here in Port Huron, Michigan, there's like 20% cars on the lot, 25.
Yeah.
And they're all used
cars. It's mostly
cars.
used inventory. And used cars are
all used inventory.
Higher than ever.
There are no cars in the showroom, none. Yeah. And then I went and looked at the cars just for fun. Mm-hmm. There's the sticker there with all the features. No price tag. None. Because they already know that next week that thing would be $500 more. So,
very interesting.
It's all here. All right, well.
James, you need to come back. Let me know when you want to come back. We'll have you back if you want. We can certainly do another hour anytime at all, next week, the week after. You let me know. We'll do it. Next week would be fine. So just let me know. Great job. And you really put some things together. I think a lot of people appreciate that. This is very, very
helpful.
Just
trying to wake everyone up because, you know, this genocide is for real, guys. It's here.
Indeed.
All right, brother.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks,
Take
James.
Care.
Good night. Yeah. James Karolak. This is all exactly as we've laid it out. And I say that with full responsibility for what I'm saying. It is what it is. It's not what we want it to be. This is the new normal. And it's not pretty. You still have a little time to prepare. Do it. Talk tomorrow.